National security setback.
It's off. Harvard's answer is no.
Trouble ahead for Southern California.
Forecasters are predicting the most powerful storm in years.
A Detroit legend's outreach to a civil rights champ.
He just believed in helping people.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Even though President Trump says things are running like a well-oiled machine, his national security team remains unsettled. Mr. Trump's choice to be National Security Advisor, Vice Admiral Robert Harwood, has turned down the job. White House correspondent Major Garrett.
Most of the people at the National Security Council now were brought in by now-ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, chief among them, the Deputy National Security Advisor, KT McFarland. Harwood would like to have his own deputy, his own number two, someone he trusts, has worked with a long time, and has a long-standing professional relationship with. The White House rejected that.
Well, President Trump accused the media of spreading fake news about his former national security advisor, and at his news conference yesterday, he blasted information leaks. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
President Trump said his decision to fire his national security advisor, Mike Flynn, had nothing to do with the intercepted calls between Flynn and the Russian ambassador to the U.S.
I fired him because of what he said to Mike Pence. Very simple.
Still, Mr. Trump said he would have approved of Flynn's conversation with the ambassador.
And I don't think he did anything wrong. If anything, he did something right. I didn't direct him, but I would have directed him because that's his job.
Flynn was interviewed by FBI agents looking into whether he discussed sanctions with the Russian ambassador as the Obama administration was announcing sanctions against Russia.
Well, CBS's Margaret Brennan reports new State Department layoffs affected her staffers who worked as links between the Secretary of State and overseas diplomats. Brennan says no member of the State Department was involved in this week's White House meetings with Israel's prime minister. The Senate is set to vote today on the confirmation of President Trump's choice to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Scott Pruitt is Oklahoma's attorney general, a man who's known for suing the EPA. Senate Democrats like Hawaii's Brian Schatz are pushing for rejection.
The reason to freak out about this one is very simple. Clean air and clean water.
CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn says just one Republican, Susan Collins of Maine, has said she'll vote against Pruitt.
This is the Democrats' roll of the dice, an attempt to get one or two more Republicans on their side. It's highly unlikely, but this is their last-ditch effort to be able to block him from running the EPA.
A judge has ordered Pruitt to release thousands of emails he sent to oil and gas executives by next week. Now to California, where there's been more rain in the northern part of the state. A test for the Oroville Dam, where tens of thousands of evacuees returned home this week. And now a storm is hammering the southern part of the state.
Forecasters say this could be one of the largest, most powerful storms to hit the Southern California area in years. And people in vulnerable areas are taking precautions.
We're bagging sand because we own a property that has a bit of a downslope.
This man has lived in Seal Beach for 45 years. Do the sandbags always work?
No, they failed 2 weeks ago when we had the big rain.
If there's too much rain, nothing will be able to stop the water from getting through. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Seal Beach, California.
A federal judge in Massachusetts has tossed out a defamation lawsuit against Bill Cosby. It was brought by a former actress who claims the entertainer raped her in 1974 and later trashed her in a published story. Cosby still faces criminal charges in Pennsylvania. Some of the women who've sued former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar alleging sexual abuse are speaking out. Nassar, who faces criminal charges, has proclaimed his innocence. Jessica Howard spoke with Dr. John LaPook for Sunday's 60 Minutes.
He started massaging me. He had asked me not to wear any underwear. He just continued to go into more and more intimate places.
And when that happened, what was going through your head?
I remember thinking something was off, but I didn't feel like I was able to say anything.
The charges against Nassar stem from thousands of child porn images and videos police say were found in his home. Police in northern Indiana have searched a home looking for clues in the deaths of two teenage girls. Their bodies were found this week on a hiking trail. State Police Sergeant Kim Riley.
We have nobody in custody at this time. So as far as I'm concerned, yes, there is somebody out there that did this horrendous crime. We're going to track him down.
Police have released photos of a man seen walking in the area around the time the girls were dropped off for their hike. Authorities have made an arrest after discovering bombs in a downtown Denver hotel. The suspect was taken into custody at a Los Angeles airport hotel. Police aren't saying much else publicly. The way police in Florida tell it, an alleged bomb plotter's target was Target. Live to CBS's Mike Sugarman.
Steve, federal prosecutors believe a would-be investor had a plan to buy Target stock on the cheap. They say he planned to place explosives on store shelves so the price of the stock would go down.
We just wanted to make sure that we brought this under control and got this person apprehended and off the street.
ATF Special Agent Daryl McCary says the suspect, Mark Barnett, is also a registered sex offender.
We took it very seriously. We worked very quickly.
The break in the case came when the man Barnett allegedly paid to place the bombs went instead to police. Steve?
Well, Detroit mourned the loss of Mike Ilitch this week, the Little Caesars Pizza founder and owner of baseball's Tigers and hockey's Red Wings, a man who, as we learned from CBS's Jim Axelrod, had a link with a civil rights icon, Rosa Parks.
After the bus boycott in Montgomery, she moved to Detroit, where in 1994, a man broke into her home, beat and robbed her. Damon Keith is a federal judge and knew both Mike Ilitch and Rosa Parks.
I said, Mike, I don't want Rosa Parks going back to that bad neighborhood.
So Ilitch helped arrange for her to move to a much nicer apartment, paying Rosa Parks rent for the rest of her life.
He just believed in helping people.
It's only coming to light now after his death because Mike Ilitch never said a word about it when he was still alive. The purest form of giving is when no one knows your name. Jim Axelrod, CBS News, New York.
A new era in space travel is due to launch tomorrow. Here's CBS's Peter King at Florida's Kennedy Space Center.
Launch Pad 39A has seen a lot of history from Apollo.
Man on the way to the moon.
Through the space shuttle.
You could see the bright yellow flame of the long contrail.
After that last shuttle launch in 2011, 39A was raised.
We had no use for it.
But a new company was gearing up for commercial cargo flights to the International Space Station. It made a deal with NASA to take over the historic 39A site. Space Center Director Bob Cabana.
We have a 20-year use agreement on Pad 39A with SpaceX.
And Falcon has cleared the tower.
An unmanned station cargo launch will open a new era for KSC. That includes the return of human spaceflight here maybe as soon as next year.
This is the realization of our goal to make KSC a multi-user spaceport.
Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.